You think Wright has the stop sign right here? 3-0. Greenler comes set. Bases loaded. Two outs. Ball four. Ball four. Irish comes home. Auburn wins. A bases loaded walk-off. Walk. And the Tigers come from three down. Score three in the bottom of the ninth with two outs and win it in the 11th. Auburn 7, Georgia 6 in game one.
Just describe the emotions and what's going through your head as you go through that really composed at bat at the end.
Yes, sir. I was just trying to breathe. Jason Selke talks to us a lot about like a centering breath. So I took that. I just knew what pitch I was looking for. Didn't get it the first two, so I had to take all the way. So a lot of confidence.
You want to do something there. You want to be the guy who comes through for your team. What does it take to not try and overreach and do too much in a situation like that?
Yeah, baseball is one of those games you can't press. Like, you just got to let your training take over. Kind of showed in Arkansas, we were all pressing, trying to get a win. Right there, I was just letting the game work. So,
Will talked about it being the mentality of this team. He said that's Auburn baseball, to fight right down to the end. Describe what it's like as that ninth inning is playing out and you guys are making a comeback with two outs.
Yes, sir. Last year's team, they did an incredible job coming back. I don't remember how many games they came back and won, but I just knew we had it in us. Cason Howell, being a leader, told us we had it, and we did. So,
you've had a pretty good week so far. Got your first couple of Auburn hits against South Alabama, first RBI, and then this one tonight. Describe the feeling of coming in, being integrated into the program, and making a difference here.
It's amazing. I finally feel like I'm doing a good part, doing my job, just flipping the lineup over and letting other guys do as well as I can, too.
Very good. We'll let you get back to enjoying this one. Thanks for the visit. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Will, I just asked you how that adrenaline is doing right now. Tell us about it.
Man, I told you, I'm still shaking a little bit. That was incredible. Just our team never gives up. I mean, stay in the fight. Ninth inning, two outs. And I've always said I think we're one of the best two-out hitting teams in America. And so just staying in the fight there, Coach Thompson always says it, and just everybody in that locker room believes it, you know. So we know when we got two outs, you know, the game wasn't over, so we just stayed in the fight.
At what point did you really settle in? Especially those two extra innings, you looked like you were really feeling it and in a groove. Was it that way from the start, or at what point did it really lock in?
Yeah, I mean, I came in, I had those two walks, and I mean, Coach Thompson always says you just got to don't look in the past. So I just tried to flush that. You know, I gave them two runs, which, you know, I didn't want to do. But then my team gave me another chance to go out there. So I just went out there and performed.
Gives you a shot in the arm when the team comes back. They tie it in the ninth. Describe your emotions watching that comeback play out in the ninth inning.
No, I mean, that's incredible. That's Auburn baseball for you. I mean, just watching that, Coach Rock, he was telling me the whole time, even when there was two outs, he was like, hey, you're going back in this game. So it's just everybody in that dugout believes, and it was just awesome.
Describe the mentality facing this Georgia team. This is a really good hitting Georgia squad. You know the kind of power that they have. Just talk about the importance of mixing those pitches and hitting your spots.
Yes, sir. I mean, Coach Thompson, he always talked about the changeup, and, you know, I needed to, you know, use it a little more. And so I tried to implement that last week in Arkansas, and it worked. And then this week it worked again. And so I really think just having a three-pitch mix, especially against SEC teams that can hit any pitch, it's really helpful.
Look, stop shaking before tomorrow, okay? Will, congrats, War Eagle.
Yes, sir, War Eagle.
Now the 2-1. Ground ball to the shortstop. He charges. He fields. He throws. It's off the bat, and it gets away. Here comes Ware. The game is tied. Muriello had to charge. His throw to first sailed over the head of Charlie Condon. Bryson Ware off with the ping of the bat, scored from second. The game is tied at 6, and now the winning run down at third with two down.
Coach, I think people would like to hear what you think about the way that your team fought and battled back tonight. You were getting good swings early. They were right at guys, but you didn't give up that 27th out. You kept fighting right until the end.
Yeah, we did. We fought and battled. I thought Tommy Vail was good there in the fourth. I just, you know, keep fighting for him to hold it together. I think he can do the job that we're asking him to do. And first three innings were stellar, much like last week. And, you know, he just kind of hung out there. I want him to go back out there and continue to throw in the ball game. So he got us out, trotted out there for the six for us. And, you know, they had the big inning there in the fourth, and we didn't have our big inning. And all these tenets we keep talking about, the theme of this year, we didn't get it till the ninth and with two outs. So, yeah, that's all I ask for, is I ask our guys to punch back, and I ask for them to really stay in there and battle, and they absolutely did that tonight. And the balls that didn't fall for us early or their balls that fell in, it kind of roll reversed there at the end of the thing. And then Will Cannon, you know, when I look up, when he first come in, it looked not steadied. But, you know, at the end of the day, he got three innings, one hit, and absolutely did a great job. And I thought after that first inning, once we got to the ninth, tenth extra innings, his stuff really got set and kept giving us a chance. You know, we had runners at third more than just that last inning with the bases loaded, you know, a little more angle or, you know, just one more hit, get a barrel in position there. But finally hung in there and got it done.
Another word about the job that Herber Holtz and Cannon did, especially against this lineup. This is a bunch of mashers for Georgia, and what they were able to do over the back half of this ball game was massive, not only to help you win this game, but you only needed the two of them out of your bullpen tonight.
Yeah, I thought it was huge, and we were convicted for the game, kind of mini-scripted that Herber Holtz might be the guy behind, and Tommy's changeup played, and really that 2-3-4 in their lineup is much like we advertise, and we're going good with the middle of the lineup, so they absolutely can do it. The changeup was a big player for both of those guys, and then Will comes in and introduces a slider and a changeup, more back to the three-pitch mix. So, you know, at the end of the day, looking at it, we could have done a thing or two here to maybe carve or take another run off from the pitch plan or execution or something like that, but we really like how the guys packaged one right behind the other, and I thought that was a good combo tonight.
And now, as has been the case every weekend at Plainsman Park, you come back for game two with a chance to win the series tomorrow.
That was a good one to get because Jalen Woods, if somebody's coming to the ballpark, looks like the next 2 days are sold out. This is an elite, probably a Friday night guy going in game two for Georgia. He went seven innings last weekend against South Carolina, and so be a left-handed electric arm. So we got to dig in and try to put pitches into him early and see if we can't dig them going into the well. I thought our guys did a good enough job as far as digging deep in the well. I thought we made them have to dig deeper tonight. And, you know, this whole series might be in the balance if you're looking for something, is with Jalen Woods going out there and seeing if we can get in there well. How much can we work the starter? Even if you're not just banging hits left and right, can you work pitches, work counts? Can we foul balls off? Can we have competitive at-bats? That's going to be one of our keys tomorrow. And then it looks like we've been TBA. We'll probably counter with Tanner Bauman, the lefty for us, to get us off to a good start. He's had two or three starts kind of back and forth in the bullpen, but they're trained for all the roles. And hopefully Tanner can match Jalen Woods to get us started tomorrow.
Coach, terrific win tonight. Thank you for the visit. War Eagle.
War Eagle.